Now let's return to one of the nation's leading thinkers on issues of water use and conservation, Peter Glick, the president of the Oakland-based Pacific Institute.
Yes, we heard from him earlier, talking about the kinds of crops California farmers grow these days. We'll hear more of my conversation with him now. I asked him what kinds of radical changes the state might need to make if drought conditions become the new normal.
Well, so that's a great question. Obviously, we hope the drought ends next month or next year, that we get another wet year and can start to refill our reservoirs again. But we also know that the climate's changing. We know that humans are causing climate change. We know that that climate change is going to get worse and worse as greenhouse gas emissions continue to be emitted. We know that some of the most significant impacts will be on water resources. Rising temperatures means less snow in the mountains and more rain, a shift in temperatures, a shift in rainfall patterns, probably an increase in extreme events like both flooding and drought. And if this is the new normal, I think we're going to have some fundamental conversations about water policy.
Well, let's have that conversation now for a moment. What are some of the suggestions you would make for the state to change its policies of using water?
Well, so the good news is there are some smart things that we can do. We don't manage our groundwater very well. We get a lot of rain and we get a lot of snow. It runs off in the mountains and into our rivers. Some of it goes into soil moisture and into groundwater. We've pretended as though surface water and groundwater were not connected. And we have limitations on how we can use our surface water, but pretty much anybody who wants can pump groundwater. And we greatly overdraft our groundwater. That is, we use groundwater more rapidly than nature recharges it. And so groundwater levels in many parts of the state, especially the Central Valley, are falling. That's unsustainable. We have to manage surface water and groundwater together. We have to monitor and measure groundwater use. We have to figure out how to allocate it from one user to another and in order to protect that groundwater resource for future generations. So that's one thing we can do. Another thing we can do is we can greatly improve the efficiency of water use. The truth is we're not very efficient in our current water use. A lot of the water used is wasted. It goes to inefficient fixtures and toilets and washing machines in our homes. It goes to inefficient outdoor landscaping. It's not used as efficiently in agriculture as it could be. We could grow a lot more food with less water if we changed irrigation practices or the kinds of things we grow. Those are difficult conversations to have, but if this drought continues, they're going to be the key to doing better with the limited amount of water we have. That's just two examples.
A lot of what you're talking about would mean big economic decisions that would really tax the state in some ways. Do you think that politically the state would ever be willing to do those kinds of things?
These are difficult political conversations to have. It's one of the reasons we haven't really had them yet. The good news, again, though, is that, for example, a lot of these improvements in efficiency are not only cost-effective, that is, they pay for themselves in a relatively short period of time.
Once you make the initial, you know, down payment.
Yeah, that's right. Once you make the initial down payment, like anything, they pay back over a period of time and a relatively short period of time for some of these things. But in addition, these efficiency improvements let us continue to do the things we want to do. There's a big difference between letting your lawn go brown and not washing your car and taking a shorter shower. That's not really what I'm talking about. Those are things we do during droughts to get us through emergencies. But what I'm really talking about is washing your clothes with a washing machine that uses less water but does the same or a better job, or flushing your toilet with a high-efficiency toilet that uses 1.3 gallons per flush rather than the old 6 gallons per flush, or growing more food with the same amount of water by using drip irrigation or precision sprinklers. That's what I mean by efficiency, and there's enormous potential still untapped in California to improve the efficiency of water use.
That's Peter Glick. He's the director of the Pacific Institute in Oakland. So probably nobody in the state thinks more about ways in which we can be more efficient with water. I'm wondering on a personal level, in a time of emergency, is there anything else that you are doing yourself in order to improve your efficiency or that you've done in the past that maybe other people haven't thought of?
Well, sure. There are lots of things that all of us as individuals can do. At home, I've replaced my toilets with very high efficiency toilets, and I have a high efficiency washing machine. I have a low flow shower head and low flow faucets. And I've removed all of the grass from my garden. I have a beautiful garden. It's native vegetation. It's really a lovely garden, but it doesn't have a lot of grass. And that's enormously cut my water use. At the moment, Our estimate is that my wife and I use on a per capita basis, per person, about half of what the state average is. And I know for a fact that we could even do better. You know, we could be more careful about making sure that when we run the dishwasher or the washing machine, it's a full load rather than a half a load. I know that I could take somewhat shorter showers during droughts. And we haven't implemented a gray water system. That is a system to collect some of the water that we use in our home to use in our garden, to reuse in our garden. And that gray water systems are being encouraged in California, and that's another option for homeowners.
If there were one thing that you would ask the governor to implement right now in order to improve the state's efficiencies with water, what's that one thing that you would want to see that would make the most impact?
Well, I do think that the governor and the state as a whole could do much more to encourage improvements in efficiency. And maybe this doesn't require state action, but it requires local water utility actions. But, for example, rebates to help people buy some of these efficient appliances or implement efficient irrigation technologies on farms would do an enormous amount toward moving us toward more efficient use. That's one strategy. But another example might be, it turns out that we spend a lot of money and a lot of effort collecting wastewater, water we've used for something, and we treat it to a very high standard in our wastewater treatment plants, and then we throw it away. That resource is actually an asset. It's not a liability. And the state could do more to encourage increased use of wastewater for landscaping or for industrial uses or for groundwater recharge or for ecosystem restoration. And that's something that might require some investment on the part of local agencies or on the part of the state, but could also do a great deal toward reducing our demand for new water.